For many Wisconsinites, Western Wisconsin and the Driftless area are synonymous with fishing, hiking, skiing, biking, and more outdoor activities. These recreational activities help generate millions of dollars in revenue and thousands of jobs for the region. But the counties and municipalities haven't always promoted these activities as a team effort. That's starting to change. Eight Western Wisconsin counties have joined together to produce Wisconsin's first ever regional outdoor recreational plan and apply for a USDA program for support. Rob Ferret spoke to two people who helped put it together. Ross Peterzak is a senior planner with the West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. And Kennedy Domershee is the Outdoors Development Manager for Visit Eau Claire.
Kennedy, let's start with you. For people not familiar with outdoor recreation in this eight-county area, give us a taste of what we can experience there.
I almost feel like a better question is, what could you not experience here? There really is outdoor recreation of all kinds, and it's all year round. So we've got cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, snowmobiling trails galore. Nordic ski culture is really strong over here. We also have ski jumping. We've got a couple ski jumps and a couple clubs dedicated to it. And then in the summer, Eau Claire really comes alive with outdoor recreationists. So we've got paddlers galore. We have two major river systems coming right through Eau Claire and within the eight-county region, so many other rivers that people can recreate on. So a bunch of people who just go out to boat. Fishermen are healthy over here. There's so many of them. A bunch of fishing guides as well. Hiking, biking is huge here as well. Mountain biking and road biking, gravel biking. I mean, you name it. I feel like if anyone comes to this area, you're not going to be bored. And if you are, just contact me because I can give you a good itinerary.
Okay, Ross, Kennedy just listed a lot of recreational opportunities. This is also an economic opportunity for this area. And I know individual counties, individual municipalities might be trying to take advantage of that. What's behind this effort to say, hey, let's get these eight counties together and come up with a real plan?
Yeah, so I would say the impetus of this was the USDA grant that helped facilitate this planning effort. A big factor of that was economic development and job growth in the rural economy. We've seen throughout the state reports coming out that show the value of outdoor recreation and tourism. That data is getting better as the years go on. It's not quite down to the local level yet, though I do have to give credit to Kennedy and Visit Eau Claire in trying to report that for the city of Eau Claire. And so we're really just trying to show that these outdoor recreation assets have a lot of value. And if you leverage those as part of your economic base, you're going to see some really good return on investment. The hope is that as we start to really connect this region and really bring everyone together, that we'll be able to see some significant growth in demand from both tourism and residents alike for more services, both directly related to outdoor recreation and indirectly through food, retail, lodging and hotels, other stays like that.
And Ross, what does it mean to have these eight counties come together and having this, you know, this systemic plan and really being thoughtful about how we do that? What do you see as the multiplier effect of this cooperation for the local economy?
Sure. I have to say that this is a significant undertaking. It involves two regional plan commissions broken evenly across the two eight counties or across the eight counties. We had almost 140 people involved in our stakeholder groups. The USDA program, the Rural Partners Network, is all of government. So we're looking from the federal agencies all the way down to the local communities. The multiplier effect is potentially very high, especially when you consider our trail networks and what's possible there. We could really connect this area with hundreds of miles of trails and really bring communities together along them. And I think that if we're able to do that, we can see a lot of visitors coming, staying, traversing the region in different ways. Hopefully that will just create more demand for these services and for people to come out. If we can get all of these communities to realize that and to start partnering together and saying, you know, we would benefit from this segment of trail while it's not directly in our community, but it might be a county over, eventually that's going to connect to us. And so we're willing to support that now if they're willing to support us later. And really, hopefully that can help get some of this infrastructure in place that could really connect the region.
And Kennedy, people go to that area to hike, locals hike, and do all the other things you listed earlier. Do you see this as an opportunity, though, to put this part of our state on the map, maybe at a national level, to say, hey, this is a place I'm going to make a decision to go to because I like outdoor recreation?
1,000,000%. I'd say that's definitely one of the biggest goals of building an outdoor recreation destination, is making it well known. If it can be nationally well known, even better. I think Wisconsin as a state kind of has two primary tourism attractions as far as like what I imagine outsiders seeing Wisconsin as. So Door County, the little thumb of Wisconsin, and then the Driftless area, which I don't even think is as well known as Door County. So I think as far as our region goes and how it fits into that overall picture and people's perceptions of Wisconsin, we hope to challenge how they think of things and showcase ourselves as, like I said, year-round outdoor recreation. There's kind of something for everybody. And it's very approachable. We're not like Moab, Utah, where we have these big epic adventures. We're kind of a little bit of everything for everyone. So we want to be able to promote ourselves as a region that kind of shows we've got a little bit of Driftless, a little bit of edge of the Driftless. I feel like the Eau Claire kind of Chippewa Falls area belongs there. And then we even have Clark County, which is like, you know, pretty plain, pretty flat. So I'd like to kind of use the marketing and promotion side of things to highlight all the different sort of landscapes we have within the 8-county region and really show people that there's more to Wisconsin than just beer, cheese, Door County, and the Driftless.
We're talking about a plan by 8 counties in western Wisconsin to develop the local outdoor recreation economy. Kennedy Domershee is the Outdoors Development Manager for Visit Eau Claire, and Ross Peterzak is a senior planner with the West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. Ross, part of this story is marketing, like we were just talking about. You also mentioned infrastructure. What kind of things are you looking at to develop that outdoor recreation infrastructure?
So primarily, it's going to be the physical infrastructure, would be the trails. That is going to be DNR's kind of trail corridor that they've laid out for the entire state. Most of those are rails to trails programs, so it's abandoned railroads. In some cases, those were converted to highways. And so it's a mix of trying to use available land that's not being used and trying to circumvent the highways and make it work so that we have some off-road trails. It's also going to be for ATVs, snowmobiling, things of that nature, just kind of some cleared areas. They don't have to be paved trails, but gravel, limestone, and then areas that can be groomed. So as far as the physical infrastructure, that's what we're hoping to connect as far as this network goes. We're also talking about trying to develop out our nature centers, improving the quality of those nature centers, looking at some of the challenges we're facing, especially with the winter seasons and as many usable days for snowmobiling and cross-country skiing, looking at trying to potentially consider snowmaking equipment and facilities so that we can manage closed loop routes. And just making sure that we're able to keep that year-round aspect and give everyone something to do no matter what the season is.
Kennedy, what kind of jobs and businesses are you hoping doing this could support in your area?
We're hoping our region and putting this focus on outdoor recreation and really growing our economy attracts outdoor manufacturers. But then also we want to see more guides in the area pop up. So people who are willing to take people out on guided hikes or paddling trips. We also hope to see a lot more outfitters and retail shops pop up too. That is definitely something that's lacking within the business inventory of our region. For example, Lake Wazee is one of the premier scuba diving locations in the region and really within the state, but there's no area you can go or store you can go to get scuba gear. So things like that, that really help people experience the outdoors in the most full way possible. We do have, at least downtown Eau Claire, a business that opened up recently called Eau Claire Outdoors. And she's providing a lot of services to the community, such as, of course, the retail shop, but also rentals for kayaks and stand-up paddle boards and snowshoes and things like that. So I hope to see a lot more businesses like that pop up because there's a big need. Another thing that we don't have at all is a shuttling service. So we talked about our river systems, which is amazing. But if you don't have a motor to motor back up to where you put in, you need to have a shuttle. So if a business like that could come in too, that would really fill a big gap. But lots of money, lots of business needs, especially in the outdoor industry. And we hope to attract more here.
And briefly, Ross, what's next?
So we have to submit the plan to USDA for review and hopefully their approval. Once that's done, we want to bring this plan back to the counties and get them to adopt or at least formally recognize the plan through some sort of resolution that signifies their understanding, awareness, and support for this effort. From there, we have to consider who's going to kind of manage the plan moving forward. So the two RPCs that help write this plan, we kind of have to go back into our spheres of influence and respect that. But there's been quite a bit of talk within the steering committee of trying to form a new group to serve as the stewards for this plan and start getting some of the implementation efforts underway, start meeting with some of the groups that we've identified for the specific assets to really start focusing in and develop some strategic plans and just kind of get the ball rolling there.
We'll leave it there. Ross, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you again.
And Kennedy, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Kennedy Domershee is Visit Eau Claire's Outdoors Development Manager. Ross Peterzak is Senior Planner with the West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. They spoke with Rob Ferrett.